Masecha Shviz, Perik Tes Mishnah Beis to Perik Tes Mishnah Hey. The subject under discussion has been the halachas of Bior. We know that Bior means the destruction of the produce, and this is a produce of the seventh year, and the klal is that when the produce is finished from the field, then it has to be destroyed from the house. Mishnah Beis starts off with dividing the land of Israel into three parts. Shalosh Arotzos LaBior. There are three distinct areas in Eretz Israel regarding Bior. Yehuda, Ve'ever HaYarden, VeHaGolil. Yehuda in the south. There is Ever HaYarden, which is on the edge of the River Jordan, and the Galil in the north. Ve'Sholosh, Sholosh Arotzos L'chol Achas. And each of these areas is further divided into three sub-areas. Mikfar Chananya Ulamalon, from the village Kfar Chananya and north, which is a place called She'enu Megadol Shikmin, a place where sycamores do not grow. That is called the Galil Ha'elyon, the Upper Galilee. Or Mikfar Chananya Ulamaton, and from Kfar Chananya and south, which is called She'enu Megadol Shikmin, where the sycamore trees do grow. That is called the Galil HaTachton, the Lower Galilee. Tchum Tiberia, which is Tiberias and the surrounding areas, that is called Ha'emek, the valley. The Mishnah then defines the second section of Eretz Yisrael, which is called Yehuda. In Yehuda, and in Yehuda, we have three areas. There's Hahar, the mountainous area, the Hashafelo, which is the lowlands, and Ha'emek and the valley. The Mishnah does not go on to define the areas called Ever HaYarden, rather goes on to define another area in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says, Shfelas Lud ki Shfelas Hadorim. The area called Shfelas Lud has the same halacha as the area which we mentioned previously, which was mentioned, which is a place in Yehuda, called the Shfela, the Shfelas Hadorim. So long as there is food growing in Shfelas Hadorim, or in Yehuda, then you can eat the produce which you have in your house from Shfelas Lud. V'hohor Shalo, and the mountainous area which is in Shfelas Lud, has the same halacha as Kahar HaMelech, which is the mountainous area in Yehuda. The Mishnah then concludes that there is an area called Mibes Charon of Ad Hayom, which is an area on the northern section of Yehuda. Medina Achas, it has the same din as the Emek Yehuda, the valley area in Yehuda. Mishnah Gimel, Veloma Omru Sholosh Arotzos, and why are the areas divided into three? Sheyihu Ochlin B'chol Achas V'Achas, Ad Sheyichel Ha'acharon Shebo, that in order to allow you to eat the produce that you have in your house from one of these areas until all the produce has been finished from the entire area. So for example, if in Har Yehuda, the mountainous area of Yehuda, there is still some produce around, then you don't require Bior if you have in your house produce from another area within Har Yehuda. Sure. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, V'chol ha'arotzos ka'achas la'zeisim v'latmorim. Regarding particularly zeisim, which are olive, and tamorim, which are dates, then all of Eretz Yisrael is considered one large single unit. And therefore, as long as there is olives or dates growing somewhere in the land of Israel, then you do not have to destroy the olives and dates that you have in your home, and there is no chiyuv bior until all the dates and olives have been completely finished. Mishnah Dalet. The halacha so far we've seen regarding the halachas of bior are that if so long as there is some food growing in the field, then you do not need to take that type of food that you have in your house and destroy it. Says our Mishnah that Ochlin al Hamufkar, this is true so long as the food that is in the field is Mufkar, which i.e. it's a field which has been left open and people can take from it, as in the normal halachas of the field of Shvius. So long as there is food still growing of a particular type, then if you have that type in your home, then it's no chi of bior yet. Avalo al Hashomor. But if you have the same vegetation, the same food growing in the field, but that field has not been kept open and is hefker for Shavuos, rather it has been guarded, it's been shomor, then even though there is that particular food growing in a protected field, the halachas of Bior do not apply, and you would still have to destroy those produce that you have in your house, even though there is some of that vegetation growing in a protected field. Rabbi Yossi Matzir Afala Shomor. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says that even if there is produce growing in a field which is protected, even though that's against the halacha of Shavuos, nevertheless, if you have that kind of vegetation in your home, you do not need to do Bior. Mishnah continues, Ochlin al hatfichin v'al hadufra avalo al hasitzist vonios. This means that although that sometimes the vegetation has actually finished, but there may be some after growths or some hard things that grow after the end of the produce or the kidneys have grown, there's some extra growth that continues after the main produce is finished. Even though these may not be readily eaten as much as the original produce. And these are called tefichin. These are the hard growths that go after the original tevua, the original kidneys, has been finished. So long as that's still in the field, then you can still eat the produce that you may have at home as well, and there's no chi of beer at that point. That's a tefichin. And the dufra is a tree which makes peros, which makes fruit twice a year, first in the springtime and then in the summertime. And then, so long as you still have that produce, those fruit, in your house, even though the original harvest may have finished, nevertheless, so long as there is of some of the summer, which is a secondary harvest, which has still around in the field, then you can eat the fruit which is in your house. Avalo ha sisvonios, which means that if you have grapes and they may have a secondary harvest, a secondary growth, which goes into the stav, which is the autumn time, there, since the autumn growth of the grapes are so poor and the grapes are so bad, then they're already considered to have been destroyed from the field even before that time, and therefore the chi of beer has already taken place. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he is matir, means he allows you to carry on eating grapes which are in your home, even if there are these autumn grapes in the field, kol zaman shebikru ad shelo yichle hakaitz, so long as they have started to ripen before the end of the summer, even though they will only continue into the autumn, which is after Shavuos. Mishnah Hey, Hakovesh Shlosho Kavoshim Bechovis Achas. If someone decides that he wants to put three types of vegetables together into one jar to pickle them all together, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ochlin al Harishon, which means that even once the first of these three vegetables is no longer found in the field, then that vegetable needs to be destroyed from the house. And since they're all together in one pickling jar, then all three have to be destroyed because the first vegetable will affect, through its taste, the other vegetables as well. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Afala Acharon. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that you can wait till the third of the vegetables is no longer growing or found in the field. And then at that point, you can just take away the vegetables which are in your pickling jar, because, on the contrary, it is the taste of the last of the vegetables, which is in the first two vegetables, and therefore you can wait till all three vegetables are no longer found in the field. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Gamliel disagrees. He says, "Kol shekola mino min hasodeh, yevaya mino min hachoves," that you view each individual vegetable individually, which means that once the first vegetable has been no longer found in the field, then you have to take out that vegetable from your pickling jar and destroy it from the house. And similarly with the next two vegetables in turn. The halacha kidvorov, and the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, a novel approach, that kol yerek echod labior, that all vegetables are considered one type, and therefore, so long as there is some vegetable around, then all vegetables are allowed to remain in your home because they're all considered one species. The Mishnah concludes by saying that Ochlin Boragilo ad sheichlu sigorios mibikas based netofa, that there is a vegetable called a regila, which is identified as something called a chala glugos, which we've had previously in our mesechta. And so long as you have some of this in your home, then you can keep it and don't have to do biur, so long as there is this type growing in a place called Bikas Beis Netufa, which is in the lower Galilee. Over there, the chala glugos is found for a long time, and so therefore, so long as it's growing over there, then you can keep the chala glugos in your home, and you don't need to destroy it.